Okay, good. We find ourselves on the Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, right in the middle of the page almost. Asher Hagla at the end of the line, 13 lines down in the fat lines. The Gemara says like this. The Megillah says, Asher Hagla mi Yerushalayim. It's talking about Mordechai. When we get the background of Mordechai, we learn about Mordechai's family. Asher Hagla mi Yerushalayim, Asher Hagla, Asher Hagla, Asher Hagla, Yechoniah Melech Yudah. Right? Asher Hagla Nebuchadnezzar Melech Babel. That Mordechai is exiled along with Yechoniah by Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel. So Amar Rava Shegila Shagala Sari Me'atzmo, that he exiled himself. You know, Rashi explains that this is like Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah is not exiled because Nebuchadnezzar says not to harm Yirmiyah. And so Yirmiyah can stay in Israel, but Yirmiyah chooses to go to Babel anyway, to go with the Jews who are exiled. So the Gemara says that Mordechai was a similar thing. I don't know why Mordechai would not have been exiled. The Pasuk doesn't say that Nebuchadnezzar gave, you know, Mordechai any kind of special dispensation, but Mordechai went into exile on by his own. When I read this Gemara, you know what I read this Rashi over here, talks about Yirmiyah. So I thought about the Abarbanel. You remember Abarbanel, right? Because when the Jews are kicked out of Spain in 1492, so Abarbanel is given special dispensation to stay behind, but he leaves. So this is like a theme. You know, this is if anybody wants to write a master's thesis, so this might be, you know, a fertile ground. Jews who self-exile themselves despite being given special dispensation to stay behind in whatever country it happens to be that the Jews are being exiled from at that time. Vayhi omein es Hadassah. So he, Mordechai, raised Hadassah. Korilei Hadassah to korilei Esther. Sometimes the Megillah calls her Hadassah, and sometimes the Megillah calls her Esther. So Tani Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says Esther Shema. Really, her name was Esther. V'loma nikra Shema Hadassah. Her nickname was Hadassah. Why did they call her Hadassah? Al shem hatzadikim shenikru hadassim. Because she was very righteous, and sometimes tzadikim are referred to as hadassim. V'chein hu Omer, v'hu omeid beina hadassim. The pasuk is talking about God, actually, with the Jews who are going into exile. Zechariah says that God was amongst the Jews going out to exile. So he says, "Who omei beina hadasim?" God was with the hadasim. Describes the righteous Jews as hadasim. So you see, the hadas is sometimes a terminology which is used to describe the righteous. So somebody will ask me later that I thought the esrog was the righteous and the hadas was not okay. Good. So somebody will ask me later, right? But they called her Esther Hadassah because she was righteous. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hadassah Shema. Rabbi Yehuda says, "No, the opposite is true. Her name was really Hadassah." V'lomer nikra Shema Esther. Why did they call her Esther? Hashem. Because she was very secretive. Esther didn't tell anybody all of her information, right? So she was very secretive, so they called her Esther. Rav Nechemiah says, no, her name was really Hadassah, but they called her Esther for a different reason. Rashi says that it's a reference to the moon. I don't get the reference, but that's what Rashi says. Rashi says it's a reference to the moon. So they would describe her as very beautiful. She was like radiant like the moon. I don't know if that's such a great compliment, but you know, whatever it is. I mean, you tell somebody they shine like the moon. I don't know. Whatever it is. I'm not sure. But that's what Rashi says, that's how they used to describe her. That's how they used to talk about her in those kinds of terms. And so that's why they called her Esther, because of Estahar. It's got something to do with the moon. Now, Ben Azai says, Esther lo arucha velo katsara ha'isayel beinanis kahadasa. Really, her name was Esther. Why'd they call her Hadassah? Because she was regular. She wasn't very tall. She wasn't very short. She wasn't, a hadas. It's a hadas. It is. No. It's nothing, you know, exquisite about a hadas. It's a hadas. Okay? So that's why they called her Hadassah. Okay, fine. Right? Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer Esther Yirak Rokos Haisa. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says that really Esther had like a greenish complexion. Maybe that's why they called her Hadassah, because she had some kind of like a greenish complexion. V'chut shel chesed mashuch aleha. But she had some kind of chut shel chesed. You know, some kind of special kindness dispensation that God gave to her, so that even though she had this greenish complexion, you know, people were just taken by her. She had some kind of, I don't know what you call it.
It.
You know, exactly right. Right? She's got whatever it is, right? That's what Rabbi Shua ben Karcha said. Good. Now, the Megillah says further, Ki ein lo av va'ein, Mordechai raised Esther because she didn't have a father and a mother. Uvimos avia v'ima, and when her father and her mother died, Mordechai took her as a daughter. So lomali, so I understand. Obviously, the pasuk first says she didn't have parents, and it says when her parents died, Mordechai took her as a daughter. So Amar Rav Acha, Ibrisa meisavia. Here's what happened. When Esther's mother conceived, when she got pregnant, her father died when she was still carrying Esther. Now you love Hadasa, when she gave birth, Mesa Ima. So then her mother died. Presumably, I think the Gemara is saying in childbirth. And therefore, right, then she didn't have parents. And when her parents died, Mordechai took her and raised her as a daughter. Meaning at birth, Mordechai took her and raised her as a daughter. And then Mordechai raised her like a daughter. So Tana Mishum Remeir, I'll tikri Labas alabayas. This is interesting. The Remeir said that we shouldn't read it labas, but labayas, meaning that Esther wasn't raised in Mordechai's house as a daughter, but that she married Mordechai. Right, I don't know what the age difference would have been. I'm not. I don't know. Right, but that's what Rabbi Meir said, that they were actually married. V'chein hu omer v'larosh ein kol ki im kivsa achas kitana. This is, you remember, in Shmuel when Nasan Anavi comes to David HaMelech and he gives him his rebuke. You know, about Bathsheba. So this is the parable that he gives him, that there was a poor guy and he only had one keves asher kana that he bought v'yichya v'gadol imo v'im banav yachtav, and he raised this goat, you know, with his family. And the goat ate his bread and drank from his cup, and slept with the people in the house, right? And the goat was like a daughter in the house. So obviously the vas, because it slept like people in the vas, so it was like a daughter, right? So that it slept like people in the house, like a person's wife would have slept. The Gemara is just trying to say that sometimes you have usages of labas, right, which really we can read labayas. Now hachanami labayas. So it's here also labayas, meaning that Mordechai and Esther were married to each other. V'yes sheva hanaros, and Esther is given the seven maid servants in the king's castle. So Amar Rava Shaisa Mona Bahen Yemei Shabbos, that with the she had seven different maid servants, and that's how she used to count the days of the week. I saw interesting, I think in the bottom of the art school, I think that they have interesting, I think it's from Ben Yoyada, I think, right, that why did she need maid servants to count the days of the week? Why didn't she just count the days of the week? Why was that a complicated task, you know, to count the days of the week? So he says over there that she was trying to maintain Shabbos without letting everybody know that she was keeping Shabbos. See, so if like she was doing work on, you know, 6 days of the week, and on the seventh day she didn't do any work, people would have noticed that something was up. So she had seven different maidservants, so nobody would know what was up because they only saw her on that day of the week. I thought that was interesting, and at least explained this a little bit. Good. And they changed her and her maidservants. The Gemara is assuming that they got something special. Look at this. Amar Rav shechila machal Yehudi. Rav says that they gave her kosher food, which also is interesting because they didn't know she was Jewish, but they did know she came from Mordechai's house. So I guess there's something there. Ushmuel Amar, they also knew she was an orphan girl, right? These are things that people would have known. Ushmuel Amar Shechila Kidale Dichazire. I think I read that word right. The first word, I'm not sure how do you pronounce that. In any event, Shmuel says, Rashi says, it means that they served her some kind of pig, Kidale Dichazire, some kind of pig, some kind of bacon or ham, right? Or something delicious like that. So if you look in Rashi, so Rashi says, Umitoch onsa lo nensha. She was forced to eat it, and so she's not punished, but she ate the non-kosher. But if you look in Tosis on the top of the page, Kadli de Chazire, V'chas v'shalom hi lo sochaz. Of course she didn't eat it, Tosis says. Yeah, that's what they served it to her. They're trying to bring her a special treat. So they gave her this, this pig, but obviously she didn't eat it. It's a fascinating machlok in Rashi and Tosis, whether or not Esther maintained kosher when she was in Achashverosh's house. Rav Yochanan Amar Zeronim. Rav Yochanan says they served her seeds. V'cheinu Omer v'yiyam al tzar noseis pas pegam v'nasan lahem Zeronim. Right when in the book of Daniel, when Daniel and Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah they're in Bavel, so they get Zeronim. They get these special kinds of seeds. Shishach hadashim b'shemen amor. The ladies put on this oil for 6 months. My shemen amor. What kind of oil is that? Rav Chiya bar Abba Omar sateches. It's some kind of a fragrant oil, right? Rav Huna Amar Shemen Zayis Shelo Hevi Shlish. It's olive oil from olives that haven't been fully ripe, not even a third yet. Tani Rabbi Huda Omer on Pekinon Shemen Zayis Shelo Hevi Shlish. You call this kind of oil, this olive oil, you call it on Pekinon, right? V'lama Sachin Osa. And why do the ladies use it? Shemeshir es haseir umaaden es habasar. It helps to remove hair and it gives a better color to the skin. Maaden es habasar. Be'erev he ba'a, at night she used to come to the king, a lady who was in the, you know, the, what do you call it, the pageant, or whatever you want to call it. At night she would come to the king Achashverosh, u'baboker he shabah, and in the morning she went back to a different place in the king's palace. Some Rav Yochanan Mignuso Shalosa Rasha, in describing the disgustingness of Achashverosh, bringing in a different lady every night, lamadnu shivcho, we also learn a little bit of praise of Achashverosh. Shalohei m'shamish mitaso bayom. He wasn't sleeping with the ladies during the day. It's actually a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. You're supposed to have relations at night and not during the day, right? Oh, we can talk about that at a different time. But we learn at least something good about Achashverosh, that he was with the ladies at night and not during the day. Good, but he Esther no says chayin, and Esther, you know, she gave off this favorable dispensation to anybody who came into contact with her. Everybody thought that Esther was like one of them, you know. She's one of ours, right? Persians, Medians, Babylonians. She's one of ours. Esther goes into the king's palace in the month of Teves. It was fortuitous. Hashgacha, you know, that Esther went in Teves. It's a very cold month, Teves. We just finished Teves, right? We just finished Shvat right now, right? Rosh Chodesh Shvat 2 days ago, right? It's Teves, right? We just finished. It's a cold month. It's the winter. It would have been more pleasurable to be together because it would have provided warmth. And the king loved Esther from the Nashim and the Bisulos. You see, it's two different terms. So Amar Rav, Bikei Shlitom Tam Bisula, Tam, Tam Beula, Tam. Because Achashverosh was with ladies who were Bisulos, Beulos, Esther was better than everybody. Good. And the king made this great party. He made this party. He was trying to get, you know, to impress Esther, to get on her good side, so she would, like, you know, open up and tell him who she was and whatnot. So he made this big party, didn't work. She didn't say. Dollar Karna, Rashi says that he gave an exemption to tax. Mexo Gilgulo Sechem. It means like a head tax, Rashi says. He made it a tax exemption for Esther. Everybody loves a tax exemption, right? Velo Galulei, it didn't work. She didn't spill the beans. Shadar Pardishna, he then started giving out gifts to people. This is in honor of Esther. This is in honor of Esther. Right, Velo Gaila didn't work. But then Achashverosh gathers ladies a second time. I don't know if people pay attention to that part of the Megillah, because after he picks Esther, he then gathers more ladies. Achashverosh does. I don't know if people pay attention. But look what the Gemara says is amazing. Also, Shokol ate some Mordechai. Mordechai gave him that advice. Mordechai said to Achashverosh, "Amar ain isha miskana ela beyera chaverta. You're trying to get Esther to give you. She's not telling you anything about it. So you know what? You got to make her jealous." So Achashverosh brought in more ladies to try to make Esther jealous. I imagine Mordechai was trying to help Esther, right? Marsha over here says he was hoping Achashverosh would find somebody he likes better and leave Esther alone. You know, but ultimately it's not what happened. Didn't work. Esther didn't tell him anything. Esther wouldn't tell anybody anything about her. Right? The pasuk says that God does not turn his eyes from the righteousness of the tzaddikim. So Rashi writes over here on the top, right? Af liyomim rabim mida b'mida, meaning even if you don't see that you're getting paid back right away for the good things that you do, God has very long vision. God pays back; he doesn't lose track of righteousness that people have. And the Gemara gives an example. Because of Rachel's secrecy, because of her tznius, right? So Shaul is a descendant of Rachel, because Shaul is from the tribe of Binyamin, right? So she merits to have King Shaul from her descendants because she was tzanua. And since Shaul was tzanua, right? Zachav Yatzimenu Esther. So that's how he ended up having Esther come from his line, right? My tznius, ha'isabab Rachel. What is the tznius of Rachel? Dichsiv, vayaged Yaakov liRachel ki achi aviyahu. When Yaakov first meets Rachel, Yaakov says to her that he is her father's brother. V'chi achi aviyahu, but that's not true. V'lo ben achos aviyahu. He was her father's nephew. Ela amar la min sivali. Really, what happened was Yaakov said, said to Rachel, marry me. Omra lay in. She said, yes, mihu abba de ramo, but my father is very tricky. He's not going to allow it. Amarla, he said to her, achiv anob ramos, I'm your father's brother, meaning I can be pretty tricky too. Omra lay, she said to him, umi sharila tzadiki leskriba misa, she said, is that really allowed? Are you really allowed to act with chicanery like that? So Amar La in, he said, of course I am. Im navalti tavar v'im akish titapal. If people are going to be tricky with you, so then you are allowed to be tricky back with them. Amar Lo, my remusahin, he said to her, what kind of tricks is your father going to pull? Amar La, she said to him, Isli yisa de kashisha minoi. I have an older sister, v'lo minse v'lo mekamoi. He's not going to allow me to get married before her. So Masar La simanim kimatale. So Yaakov and Rachel made some signs, you know, so that he would know it was her. Kimatale ula, when the night came of marriage, Amar Hashta mechsefa achar meserin and nile. So she said, Rachel said, my sister's going to be embarrassed. So she gave her the signs. And that's why the pasuk says. And when Yaakov woke up the next morning, behold, it was Leah. He thought at night that it was really Rachel. Because she had all the signs. So Yaakov didn't know until the next morning. So since Rachel had that that secrecy, that she kept the secret, she gave Leah the secret. So therefore, she merited that Shaul would come from him. And what was Shaul's secrecy? What was his tznias? When Shaul becomes the king, you remember he's out looking for the donkeys, and then he goes to Shmuel to find the donkeys, and Shmuel makes him the king. You know what I'm saying? When Shaul comes back home, they ask him, you know, where were you? Whatever. He says, I was looking for the donkeys, and Shmuel told me somebody else found the donkey, but he doesn't tell anybody that he's the king. So he kept that secret. So since Shaul had that Mida also of keeping things quiet, Zachav Yatzimenu Esther. So he also merited that Esther would come from him, and she also has the same ability to keep things quiet. So keeping things quiet and not boasting and spreading apparently is a Mida runs through the family of the tribes of Binyamin all the way back to Rachel Imenu. Okay, we'll stop here tonight.